And there must be an angel playing with my heart. How are you feeling? Are you all ready for summer? Have you got your summer wardrobe sorted out? I bet you have been thinking about this. A lovely pair of shorts and a nice pair of sandals to go with them and some socks. Yes, I'm talking to you, gentlemen. And when you put your sandals on, do you sometimes feel your feet a bit flat? Can't wear them all day. Feet start hurting. Well, I've been discovering what that is, thanks to the Beeston chiropractor, Alex Newton, who is here. And you had thought of coming in and to talk about lovely summery things, and then the weather turned a bit nasty. So, not very summery out there.
Good afternoon, Alan. Yeah. Yes, it is a little bit of a shock when I thought about what we discussed today. I thought something nice and summery, but yes, the last 48 hours have been a bit of a change in temperature and everything else. I think.
Tell you one thing I would like to ask you. This is a bit of a curveball because I haven't warned you about this. When the weather is a bit grey and wet, people sort of say, "Oh, I can feel it in my bones, get a bit of stiffness." Is there any real link between moisture and damp and cold and feeling a bit stiff?
There's not any specific scientific evidence. It's a change in pressure, and perhaps we're a little bit less mobile and a bit cold and tend to sort of stiffen up when we sort of sit around and do less.
But the damp doesn't make your bones ache?
Theoretically, no. It's a change in pressure, I think, but there's not enough research to establish exactly what that is and things. But we certainly know that the warmer weather makes us feel better, but then it can go the other way, and the very humid weather can make the joints stiff as well because it can make them swell. So, mediocre. Yeah. Mediocre.
We like it average. Now, as I say, when summer does hit, we will get our summer wardrobes sorted out. And there's no finer sight, I think, than a man with sandals and socks. And wearing those sandals that sit in the wardrobe for 11 months of the year, or even, dare I say, flip-flops, might seem like a good idea at the start of the day. Often by the end of the day, you're rather regretting it.
Well, yes, we talk a lot about not having high heels, and we've sort of had lots of media coverage on wearing those high heels over the winter months and how bad they are for our feet and our backs and ankles and knees and things. But now we're obviously changing the other way, getting rid of those boots and those high heels, wanting to go in a lighter weight shoe, flip-flops, or there's all sorts of other types of footwear that have little support around them. And that's the key, is to make sure you've got quite a bit of support on your lightweight shoe, because what we have to look at is if you've got a standard flip-flop where the toes go either side of the stalk in the middle, you use a lot of muscles in the foot to actually keep that flip-flop on the foot. Try and say that. And in doing that, that can cause a lot of foot strain, and there's a lot of little ligaments. Ligaments are just like elastic bands, and they support the shape of your foot. Your foot should be a nice arch, and those of us that have quite a good arch, the higher the arch, the more potential you've got of having a problem. So as we get a little bit older, those elastic bands that hold those bones together get a little bit more lax, and the arch starts to drop. Then we go and wear a shoe that isn't giving us particular support because we've gone into a summer type of footwear, and our arches now start to roll, and that stretching of the sole of the foot as your arch rolls because it's not getting enough support on from the footwear causes a condition that we see very, very often at the clinic, and that's called plantar fasciitis, or policeman's foot. And this is where the tendons in the sole of the foot have been overstretched as the arch rolls and falls flat when you walk because you haven't got enough support. And when you get up in the morning, because those tendons have contracted overnight, or if you've been sitting for long periods of time, as those tendons contract, they shorten. When you get up in the morning, you're hobbling about like an old person until those tendons start stretching out. And that can cause that awful pain into the heel and into the foot
that we
see very commonly at the clinic.
I was a martyr to that for quite a while, genuinely. Oh.
It's evil. It's one horrible, evil thing, and it makes you feel very old.
And the thing about it is that you'd sort of get through the day and the pain would go...
Not too bad,
but it'd still be sort of there, and you'd go to bed. And most of the time, if you go to bed with an ache or a pain, you think, well, I'll wake up and that'll be gone.
100
this
times
is worse
in the morning.
You wake up and it was worse.
Because those tendons have contracted back because you've been stretching and stretching and stretching them all day. And then as they contract back overnight, or when you've been sitting for long periods of time, you're hobbling around for quite a while until they stretch out again.
Ah.
So we usually recommend there's a number of things that we can do when it's there, ideally, that's why we're talking about it today, is prevention. So getting a good, supportive, lightweight shoe for the summer would be great. But when it is there, what can you do about it? And one of the nice things is to get a frozen water bottle and roll, put it in the freezer, and then when it's frozen, roll the arch of your foot over that water bottle. That'll be nice anaesthetic type of approach there.
Right.
Stretching the calf muscles, having tight calf muscles is one of the key things. And if you've worn boots with heels or high heels all winter, you're going to find that those calf muscles are going to be pretty tight by the time you go into your flatties in the summer. So really stretch those calf muscles out on a daily basis. Do it while you're cleaning your teeth in the morning, leaning over the sink, stretching those calves morning and night will help substantially.
Right.
The other exercise we like to give is people just putting their toes over the edge of a step. Go a bit pigeon-toed so all the toes are pointing over the step, and curl your toes over the edge of the step to drag the foot forward. And
right.
This, if you do it two or three times, you'll find that the muscles in your feet will start to ache. And that's a good sign, because that means you're building up the muscles in the foot. And as I said earlier, you've got a laxity, a loosening of those ligaments. And the only way, you can't strengthen ligaments, the only way to support those ligaments more is to strengthen the little tiny, what we call intrinsic muscles inside the feet to help support that arch again. And that will help solve some of the problems and stop that kicking off like it has.
Well, if that brings relief, you will be harrowing to many a person this afternoon, because anyone who's got that, and it makes you heal, it's almost too painful to walk. So those exercises can really make a big difference.
Calf stretches and toes over the edge of a step to scrunch your feet forward.
And a frozen bottle
over the foot. Absolutely ideal.
Amazing. Well, I'm going to be making a note of that. I did find that for me, wearing shoes that have got quite a high arch support in made a difference as well. So, but of course, when it comes to sandals in the summer,
and often we're barefoot as well. Yeah. It's nice to be barefoot if you're on the beach or by the pool or whatever.
So the exercises will mean that I'm less prone to it, whatever I'm wearing.
Exercises will help. But yes, you can get lots of insoles, or what did you call them? Weenies.
Your
little weenies for your insoles, your shoes. But they're all well and good. But A, they don't work in a shoe that's open. And B, even if you have got those, sometimes it's quite difficult to find a shoe that will fit properly because they take up so much room inside the shoe. So in the winter, shoes and your boots and your walking boots and your trainers, yes, you're going to get away with those. But in the summer, we want to be a little bit more light-footed and a little bit more elegant. So the exercises are going to be paramount there.
Alex, thank you for that. My feet are feeling better already with that good news. And more from Alex when it comes to looking after your back and how maybe smoking's not such a great idea if you get back pain. But Alex Newton is the Beeston chiropractor here, dispensing all good advice to keep you mobile, keep you pain-free, one would hope, because it's certainly true. As life goes on, there's wear and tear one way and another, and things can start to ache, and we sometimes just accept that and say, well, that's the way it's going to be. But often there is something that can be done, Alex. And backs are the thing. I would imagine in a chiropractor's world, you see more people with backs. Well, obviously, if they haven't got backs, they're not going to come and see you. They wouldn't get through the door. But more people with back problems than anything else.
Yeah, we don't see many spineless folk.
No. You meet a few here at the BBC, but that's another story. backs, are they badly designed, or do we abuse them? What's the problem?
We abuse them. We abuse them. We sit. That's the main problem. We sit. We don't wear. We spend. Well, think back to our ancestors and the hunter gatherer, and how they used to run about and catch their food. And now we just, you know, sit on the computer and order it online and have it delivered to the door. I mean, for goodness sake, how much time do we spend sitting? And we talked quite a lot about that last month, about bad posture and sitting at the computer, and too much technology is making us very unfit and very immobile, and putting a lot of strain on the joints. So we need to stand up and be more mobile and move around more and eat healthier, and we'll go on a long, long list of what we should be doing, but we don't. But one of those things is perhaps smoking and how that can affect the back. And
Smoking?
Other than the obvious hacking cough that perhaps a smoker will have that you could imagine could put your back out, and not just when smoking, but when people have had persistent coughs or terrible flus and colds that have been going around over the last few months, they've left with this persistent cough. We see a lot of patients who have back problems as a result of that excessive coughing. But smoking itself can inhibit the nutritional support of the joints and tissues of the spine. Mm-hmm. And particularly things like nicotine can clog up those arteries and reduce the blood flow to the discs and the ligaments. And this can lead to poor nutrition of those, which will stop them from healing. And any normal sort of day-to-day activity can cause irritation of those areas. And we see a lot of people who are quite heavy smokers can have nasty prolapse discs, slip discs, if you want to call them like that.
See, they wouldn't but think that they're smoking. Of course, that they might think that smoking is their wheezy chest and their cough, and that's but your back as well.
Yes, that's wow. going to add to the irritation of the tissues around the area, the discs. Again, like we discussed earlier, ligaments, any tissues that are not muscles directly will have very poor blood supply. So really, we need to maximise that blood supply. And if you're clogging up those arteries and those little tiny capillaries that supply the discs and the ligaments and muscles around the spine with nicotine, then you're not going to get all those nice healthy blood nutrients coming there to allow the healing process to occur.
And this is science, is it? Yes. There's proper research gone on into this.
They look at that quite closely to see how we should do it. But no, it's easy for us to sit here and say don't smoke and things like that, but that's very difficult for people to do that. So,
yeah, well, we'd be hypocritical really, if we're sitting here telling people, if we were standing up and telling people not to smoke, that might be better.
But drinking lots of water, keep the body well hydrated, sort of flushing those toxins, if you like, out of the body will help quite a lot. Reducing caffeine, that can add increased stresses and physical ailments to the body as well. Obviously, all about increasing your exercise, and try and reduce anxiety as well to try and maximise the whole health, the holistic health approach to minimising postural strain and back strain.
So, anyone with an aching back at the moment would love me to say to you, and how do you cure back pain? I think it's one of those things where it's kind of down to an individual treatment, isn't it? Because there's so many reasons, so many different factors. When you lay hands upon somebody as a chiropractor, what are you feeling for? Is it tensions or the shapes of things? How do you work out what's gone wrong?
We do a postural assessment to start with, and we look to see how balanced they are from top to toe. Whether their feet are flat or their knees are knocked together or their pelvis is tilted or their shoulders are tilted or their head is to one side. So we'd start off with a visual examination. Then we'll look at ranges of movement, how well they can bend and extend and side bend in various parts of the body. We don't just deal with the spine as well. We deal with obviously shoulders, the hips, knees and obviously feet, as we discussed earlier. And then we look at individual joints within the body, in the spine, that aren't working properly. And then we would focus on correcting the position of those with the chiropractic technique of adjustment or manipulation. Or some people aren't, it's not suitable for them to have that type of treatment, so we'd find a treatment or a technique that would be appropriate for them. Then we would look at the extra things with regards to lifestyle, posture at work, exercises that they do, add exercises in a rehabilitation sense to get them strong again and strengthen that area. So giving them advice to manage their problems. So we would never really claim to cure a problem. We would try and help the individual manage it on a long-term basis and help them understand why it's happening and what they can do to either further prevent it or minimise the discomfort and distress that it causes on their day-to-day life.
Alex Newton, always fascinating to hear from you on BBC Radio Nottingham. You're a chiropractor in Beeston there, Alex Newton, and learning today about that awful pain in the heel you can get, plantar fasciitis, and the exercises you can do to stop that happening, particularly going into the summer with your flat shoes and your flip-flops. And if you've got a smoker in your life and you're trying to get them to stop, there's something else for your armoury, isn't there? And, oh, by the way, do you know, you're having that cigarette there? Your back's going to play you up one day. And Alex Newton told us why on BBC Radio Nottingham. Alex, we'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Alan.